Job chapter 14. In mid-February, almost the entire state of Texas was declared a national disaster zone due to tremendous cold suffered by a polar storm. Many homes were left without power or water. Suddenly, the characteristic green scenery of the gardens and parks of South Texas became different shades of the color brown. It seemed that for all practical purposes, all the trees, shrubs, and flowers were forever gone. It was wonderful to see nature itself react to the sad scene of complete gardens, trees, and beautiful palm trees become brown and seemingly lifeless. In a few weeks, nature surprised us again. In today's reading, Job 14:7-9 reads, "At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground and its stump die in the soil, yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant." Only a few weeks after the freezing temperatures were discovered, new life shoots in many trees and shrubs. Today, everything is green, and the sadness of nature's disaster has given way to the joy of flourishing plants and shrubs around us. Our life is brief. Mortals born of woman are a few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away like fleeting shadows. They do not endure. But this is not the end of our existence. There's life after life, and this is eternal life. May they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is not just being informed ourselves about him. Eternal life is that we know him in the intimacy of he who lives within us.